This is case number 12,666. Gary Alexander seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Road within the Indian River Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30143 Sussex Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel number is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 34. Specifically, the applicant requests a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed shed. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Alexander, 30143 Sussex Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And Laura Alexander, 30143 Sussex Road, Dagsboro, 19939.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Okay.
We'll leave the floor to you.
Over to us. Okay. So originally, and I have some pictures if I can. We live in a neighborhood, as you can see, there's a canal in between us in the back side of our house, which is on the east side of the house. And we had to replace the bulkhead, which took a couple of years later to do. We finally got it done this past winter. It finally went through. The bulkhead was eroding, the soil was going into the water. So we had to get that replaced. In the pictures that you'll see, there is about 8 inches of concrete that was 100 feet, the whole total, the back of the backyard, in which that shed sat on. So in order for the bulkhead people to come in to do that, all that concrete in the shed had to actually be removed. So our ask is for the variance on the shed. We're going to make it more compliant where it's, you know, not right on the property line on the rear
setback. We're going to move it to 5 feet off the rear.
Yeah.
But we still ask for the side setback.
And then in addition to that, is this where we also talk about the replacing of the deck?
Yes.
Well, okay. So we had to there's a pool in our backyard. It's a fiberglass pool. But we had to take, after we removed that concrete, we also had to remove pieces of that deck in order for them to put the dead men in to get the bulkhead to back up on that. On the other side of that, you can also see is that we have I don't know if you can see it in that picture or not, but there's a davit there that we had to remove that's used for our jet skis and our small watercraft. So that's where we're replacing that on that side of the yard, where the electrical cords can go and run that particular davit for the small watercraft in there. So our request is the backyard or the rear yard to replace the decking, if you will, that had to be removed to take off the bulk, to remove, I'm sorry, to replace the bulkhead.
We would like to keep that shed in that area because when we replaced the dock, we put the dock in the same area on that southwest corner.
Right.
But we figured that's where the shed would go and that's where we keep our boating equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the time that they told us that we had to remove the shed, we didn't realize that we would have to, so it was an existing shed, we didn't realize that we had to go for another variance on that. We knew that, we've quickly found that out from the bulkhead people after we took down the shed, who said that we probably should have did that, but there was no way around it. We would have to have moved the shed because underneath that shed was also concrete that the homeowner before us put in place, because that was down in 2003.
Does that complete your presentation?
I'm sorry?
Does that complete your presentation?
I think the only other thing that I would like to just add is that, The concern about having that shed on that side of the yard is because that's where as Gary said, that's where the boat equipment goes into, and it's easier to get in and out of the boat on that area as well too, versus walking all the way around to the other side. That should complete it.
Mr. Chairman, may I clarify something? So the applicants have presented at least two variances, with one of them involving the rear yard setback. So I'll allow Mr. Sharp to establish this, but I believe the actual request before the board tonight is just for the shed, as we did not advertise for rear yard setbacks.
That's correct. It was only advertised for the side yard.
Okay.
So any variances for the, I believe, a deck expansion, deck projection to the rear yard, that is not something the board can consider this
okay.
evening. So you'd have to separately apply for that.
Okay.
So these things do sometimes come up, but there's a...
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I went for the building permit.
Yeah, there's some legal standards as far as notice goes. So when we advertise for just a side yard, kind of limited in being able, that's all we can really hear.
And then the pool and the deck and the fence were, or the deck was, and the pool were CO'd in 2002. So it was not flagged by staff. We did not see any issue with that at the time, so.
Yeah, when we were reviewing the applications for the agenda, that was, we just noticed that it had been issued, so we didn't look any further, but the expansion requires that, so.
Okay. And you consider that expansion because it's removed?
You're adding more.
We had to tear it off and stop there. Right,
yeah,
there.
You're adding more to it, so that necessitates a variance.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need, you wouldn't need one for the things that are existing that are still there.
Right.
Because those haven't been removed, right?
The deck is still there. The deck and the pool is still there. It's just
they were issued a CO, I think the note said, in 2002. So because of that, there's no variances needed for those structures. But the expansion of the deck would require a rear yard variance, which the board cannot entertain tonight.
Got it. Okay.
The only issue before us tonight is a side yard variance, and that would be for the shed.
Okay.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So to the shed. In your draw, in the drawing, you have it outlined in red.
Yes.
But the other shed that you have here, is that, that's gone, correct?
That's gone.
Just making sure. Any reason that couldn't be? First question: how would you maintain that from without being on the neighbor's property?
It's going to be vinyl sided like the house, and I would just need like 1 or 2 feet to go back over the brush. It's not going to be a tall shed. It's maybe 7 feet high.
No grass behind it?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. Well, the shed that I have there now, my neighbor uses it to store his crab pots behind there, so it never bothered me to have it.
I'm confused. Is the shed already there, or is it going... Is you just proposing to put it there?
I would like to propose to put a new one there. The old one's gone. We had to remove that for the soil conservation project, the bulkhead.
Yeah, we considered another case earlier this evening where we decided to have put it 2 feet off the property line. Is there any reason you couldn't put it a little further off the property line than 1 foot?
Yes, I could. I could. Okay. I could go 2 feet. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Further
questions? I believe the existing one was 2 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there any reason why that shed, other than just a preference, couldn't be moved to the other side?
We have the davit on that side. That's where we pull our jet skis and the
small boat. It's like
a
little crane. We had to remove it to do the bulkhead. We haven't put one back there yet.
So on the north side of the pool, that kind of open space really is an open space.
Yeah, because we use that to bring the jet ski trailers back, and use the davit to pull the jet ski off the trailer and put it on a cradle. We could swing it around and put it in the lagoon.
Is there any HOA approval needed?
Our HOA just follows Sussex County regulations.
So if this board were to approve it, your association approved?
It would be fine, yes.
How large was the prior shed?
12 by 12, I believe.
How big is this one, 8 by 14, is that right?
Yes, yes, that'd be correct.
And is it going to be on that, you had mentioned a concrete pad, is it going to be on that same pad?
No, no, that pad's gone.
Yeah, we had to remove it.
That had to be removed too. That's quite expensive to remove all that concrete. I believe the new shed people do like timbers and a gravel base, and then they set the shed on that. It's not going to be concrete, that's for sure. It's too hard to remove.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, is there going to be, are you going to have a ramp up to the shed to drive things in and out of it?
Yes, on the east end, yes.
Is that the side facing the road?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Thank you.
Yes.
Did you say there was no letters of opposition or support for this?
That's correct.
Do you have support from your neighbor that this is?
Yes, I've talked to him back in September before he left, and he had no issue. I told him what I was going to do, and he had no issue. It's a lot of seasonal people. We're one of the few that live there full time. I probably won't see him till May.
Further questions?
Maybe a question for the staff. If the prior issue that we're not dealing with tonight had been part of the original application, and had it been included in the original application and we had advertised, would both issues have been before the board tonight?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think what we had, there was a submission that came in after we'd advertised that showed the deck addition. So when it first came to staff, it just showed the existing pool and deck and the proposed shed. And they researched it, the existing pool and deck was determined to had a CO, so no variance was needed. But then later, after it had been advertised, it came out that there was this addition. I think that was pretty late. I want to say it was in...
It was this past week. I actually met with Mr. Alexander at the permit counter. There was a question, so I assisted with the zoning aspect of it. And it was then when we realized that the portion of the deck was removed, correct?
Yes.
And it now needs to be replaced. So, and that was the very end of last week.
Yes, I think since we were so close to the hearing date, it was, let's go ahead with this one so that they can get some certainty on this request.
Okay. Understanding that we're going to take two courses of action, one on the shed and one on the deck that was yet to come.
Correct. We'll hear that one at another date if they so choose to apply.
Okay. Could that be also considered as a single applicant fee for this case?
That's not a question I answer I can make.
Answer
I can give.
We could look into that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
The board could determine. I don't know if it's that.
My point is that had the timing come together, we would have been addressing both issues tonight. And had it been advertised because of them being brought together.
This issue didn't come up till after, well after advertisement.
Okay.
Yeah, and if we have to pay the additional fee, I need my deck replaced, so.
Understood. Thank you.
So, with the shed being red on the line, I have a little problem with that. The crane on the other side, that's the sole reason that shed cannot be placed on that side?
I have an irrigation system on that side also. Yeah, and we positioned the dock at that southwest corner, like the original one is there.
Yep.
That's where we put the dock again, is, so it's close in proximity to the shed.
Right.
For our voting equipment.
Gotcha.
Were you given any, I mean, because I know sometimes you're dealing with governmental agencies, DENREC or HOMAC. Were you given any option as to where to put the deck, or did they just say it's got to go in the location where you had previously?
They did tell me I had to move it 10 feet off the property line, which we did, but it still favors that side.
So they wouldn't even let you even move it on the other side? Or do you know, do you have a conversation with them about moving it elsewhere on the, you know, on the other side of the property, perhaps the north side? Or do they say it's got to be where it is?
It's already built.
Yeah.
And I guess I could have, but I didn't think the shed would be an issue. It's my fault.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12666 for the requested shed. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. I would require the shed to be 2 foot off the line as opposed to the 1 foot proposed.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too for those reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12666 has been approved.
With modification.
With modification of 2 feet as opposed to the 1 foot.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Next case.